the rest of the story. It is called Route 23 today, but half a hundred years ago, they called it Seven Hills Road. That's because the road connecting Concordia and Alma, Missouri, passed through the seven hills that lay between the two towns. The farmers in the area gave directions according to those hills, and it was just over the second one, north of Concordia, that a farm boy named Julius Brandt was born and grew up. A lot of memories associated with his teenage years on the family farm, but one in particular of the time that a stranger from the city ran his brand new Chrysler touring car into a culvert alongside Seven Hills Road. That was February 1930. The fellow showed up on the Brandt's doorstep, politely explained what had happened. A farmer down the road, Arthur Furking, had seen the whole thing and then had brought his span of mules to help extricate the car. But unfortunately, they had just oiled the road and the mules couldn't get a footing. The stranger was a long, dark drive from home. Could Julius help him? Well, sir, the teenager went out and fired up his dad's old steel-wheeled Fortune tractor, and he chugged out to where the Chrysler was stuck, and they threw a chain on the car, and they started pulling, and in no time, the trusty tractor had done its work. The stranger, grinning big, said, "Here, son, I want you to have this." Julius could hardly believe his eyes. It was a $5 bill. And that, in those days, was quite a gratuity. And the city fellow got in his car and drove away. But this is the rest of the story. It was only a few weeks later. In the middle of a stormy spring night, there came a knock at the Brandt's farmhouse door. Now, wait a minute. It was the same stranger. Young Julius looked at the clock. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. That's right, the man was stuck again. Same car, same road. Only it was a real emergency this time. The Chrysler was in a roadside creek, and the creek was swelling fast with rain. The stranger apologized for such an intrusion at such an hour, but Julius assured him it was all right. He'd crank up the old tractor again, pull the car up onto the road again, and he did. And again, the sooty fellow gave Julius $5 for his trouble and was quickly on his way. As it turned out, the stranger had been visiting a hunting lodge north of Blackburn, had regularly met with friends there for a round of drinks and a game of poker. He simply found it difficult negotiating Seven Hills Road after an evening out with the boys. But the Brandt family never forgot what a nice fellow he seemed to be and how generous he was with young Julius, and they were especially impressed when they learned just who the bespectacled stranger was from a picture of him in a Kansas City newspaper. He was a judge. In fact, he was the presiding judge of the Jackson County Court. For decades, school children reading about him and his deeds have had the impression of a human powerhouse, a feisty, determined, utterly self-sufficient individualist who, for the sake of his nation, unhesitatingly plunged her enemies into an unprecedented nuclear nightmare. But from this moment on, among your own mental snapshots of him will be that of a flustered motorist with his eyeglasses fogging up and the rain cascading off his hat and his car in a flooded creek. Just an average sort of fellow who could not seem to keep his car on the road. A pleasant and generous stranger named Harry Truman. Because now you know the rest of the story.